Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along. This is Top Flight Time Machine, Friday morning episode. We're going to have some prediction results and predictions for the future. We'll have a little bit of mailbag, I think, maybe, because we've been neglecting that a little bit. We will... speaking of mailbag, we got an email earlier this morning, which is a bit out of the blue. I don't think... It might be from George Weir, actually, because it begins, "Hi, President!" And it says, "Is there enough swim caps and triathlon belt for 2020 swimming event?" Have we been organising a 2020 swimming event that I don't know about, Sam? Is that something you've been looking into?
You know, sometimes when I stay up late because I've had too many coffees in the day, I start doing all sorts of things and then I forget by morning.
And you've just set up a swimming event for 2020.
I mean, I tell you what we fucking need to promote, to push the podcast on in the new year.
It's one thing
a big
it
event,
needs.
Like, I don't know, a fucking swimming gala, right? That'll get people's fucking attention. Right, it's not like a swimming gala to raise funds and awareness.
If there's one thing this podcast's lacking, it's water-based activity.
It's so, competitive swimming contests.
So the email goes on, "My name is Penny from F2 Swim. As a supplier of Hoob and Zoot Sports, we develop swim cap with different personalised design." And then there's a list
keep,
of...
Keep talking. You got me interested.
I like it.
Yeah, personalised, you say. Nice. What's the detail? What's the catch? What's the catch here? Sounds too good to be true.
I didn't have a swimming event lined up, but now you've mentioned it, I think I'm going to get one going.
I've never thought about this before, but I've been raised to know one thing. Don't look a fucking gift horse in the mouth.
So Penny then lists a small quantity from 50 caps. Silicone and latex cap options.
Nice. I'm probably going to want both, to be honest.
Over 10 colours caps to be chosen.
Fucking hell. Talk me through the colours. What sort of things are we talking? Standard colours or your more unusual shades?
Do you do azure? That's my only question. Printing logo, name and numbers on swim cap.
Fucking hell.
Fast turnaround time if you need to receive goods quickly.
Yeah, so, well, I probably will, to be honest, because now my mind's buzzing with ideas now. And once I've made a decision on something, that's it. I want it done. I can't wait around.
This swimming event's all become a bit of a blur. And I just need to get
what
it done.
What can you get for me by Monday?
I need to get all done ASAP. Can I
pay an extra charge for you to expedite production and delivery?
Can you bike them over? So she says, "We are pleasure to provide samples if any interest." So there we are. And then thanks in advance, Penny Zhu, marketing manager of F2 Swim. So, yeah. And it looks like a legitimate business as well, because the email address is f2swim10@163.com. So if it's on the 163.com domain, I think that's like a check mark of quality and reliability.
So it checks out. Well, I think let's do it.
We'll just
let's
send them some money over.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's good.
So everyone look
I've
forward to
I've had a bit of
the
correspondence today from the school saying that my daughter's attendance has dropped below 95%.
Oh, aye.
To my mind, that seems quite high. 95%. Like, so say she's on 94 or 94.5, I'd be like, well done, here's a cream cake.
Yeah.
You fucking got. But no, to them, they're extremely concerned. They have said that any future absences need to be backed up with medical evidence.
Right.
Don't know whether that means blood or urine samples or what.
Yeah.
And if it continues to fall, we are liable to fines. Did you know about this?
Yeah, of course. If you don't send your kids to school, you get fined. I've never been fined. I send my kids into school, whatever's going on. Sometimes I've got to boot them through the gate.
I'm a freeman of the land.
Well, you would tell that to the court, Paul, because you're going to end up
there. I can't believe it. She's 95%, right? Or just below 95%. I don't know how long she had. She had maybe accumulatively a couple of weeks, 10 days, with legitimate illnesses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife is harsh. I'm a soft touch, but my wife will fucking send them to school, like, you know, with a fucking arm hanging off. Do you know what I mean? So they don't, with whoever around, they're not going to fucking do any malingering, right?
Yeah.
But whatever, legitimately ill. And I'm like, sorry, this is probably old news to you and a lot of people, but I can't believe it, mate. It's quite expensive. When did they fucking introduce this? I'm not fucking paying any money if she wants a day off.
Yeah, it's part of the it's part of the social contract, isn't it? You know,
but social contract implies that it's some sort of unwritten deal that we kind of all enter into willingly.
Well,
like a social contract to me. Tony Blair used to talk about, and he'd talk about rights and obligations. So, it would basically say, listen, right?
Yeah.
You get support from the state.
Yeah.
But by extension, you should conform to some of the rules of the state. So,
Exactly.
You should pay your taxes if you can. You should try not to commit crime.
Yeah.
And you'll kind of go, yeah, all right. I kind of sign up to that. That sounds fair.
I'll do it. Yeah. What time's X Factor on? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But this is like saying, like, by the way, cunts, if your kid tries to take more than like 2 weeks off in a year.
Yeah.
Right. Then you better fucking have some medical paperwork to back it up, or we are going to fucking destroy you.
Yeah. Well, it's probably in the rules and regulations. You'll have been given a school brochure. It'll be in there. I've got no sympathy for you. But as you've said, you're a freeman of the land, so when it goes to court, you're bulletproof, basically. So,
what do you think of this? Round the corner from my house, there's a private school.
Ooh.
And really near on the main road, and it's a really flashy private school. It's like when in an American film someone goes to a private school and it's called something academy, and it just looks like a really flash country hotel.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's right near my house. And obviously my kids don't go there because, you know, partly I would say it's because of my social principles, but also I'm quite tight financially, right?
And if you're going to get something for free, why the fuck would you pay for it?
Exactly. Why would you do that? And but listen...
What?
These cunts, right? If I've been out in the morning or the afternoon and I'm coming back in my car, the fucking queues of four-wheel drives and taxis, Andy, black cabs...
What? Sending the taxis fucking, to pick the kids up?
Yeah, down the fucking street. They don't fucking pick them up themselves. They all got the fucking nannies or a cabbie doing it, right?
And the taxis will be on account as well, won't they?
That's what they do. They just fucking opt out of parenting. Fucking pay for it. See you when you're fucking 18, cunts. Or better still, when you're 22, you left uni and you got yourself a fucking job. Right. Until then, fucking get a cab. It's on account.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
It's down the fucking road. And what I want to know is this, right? You're paying for your kids to go to a school because, let's be honest, you just don't, you know, the real reason is you just can't bear the thought of your children having to fraternise with kids who've got regional accents or different colour skin because you're scared of them.
And you're also wanting to appear to get them up the ladder of life and society.
You want to cheat.
You want to cheat,
but what you're doing is you're bringing up retarded kids who don't know how to fucking function properly unless they're hanging around people who look and sound and behave exactly like them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're ghettoising your children. So... they're all fucking there. But on top of that, right, it's all fear. It's all fear-based, isn't it? All this stuff. It's all fucking based on fear. Fear that you've bought into as a result of the fucking stories you're being told by the newspapers about how dangerous everyone and everything is, right?
Yeah.
So out of fear, you sent them to this school. Fine, that's your fucking choice. I'm not that militant about it, although I sound like I am. It's like, if you want to send your kids there, that's your fucking choice, right? Everyone's got choices to make. But on top of that... On top of that, you are too scared for them to get public transport into the school as well. Again, because you think that they may encounter demons in the form of ethnic minorities, people from the lower classes.
Your kids.
Do you know what I mean? Working people, working men.
Yeah.
Working children, the children of working men.
Chimney sweeps. You know,
chimney sweeps, right? The sort of children who are sent to school with baked beans poured directly into their satchels.
Intravenously.
As their packed lunch. In their yeah. branded sportswear, yeah. right? But that is the truth. It's like, why are you fucking driving them all in? They're already going to a posh school because you want to incubate yeah. them in that. And on top of that, you're scared of them fucking getting on a fucking bus or walking down the street. Yeah. It's racist.
It's insulation, because then when these kids rise to the top, which they will naturally because they've gone to private school, they'll have no empathy whatsoever with the people who are working for them. And they'll be fucking resented because they can't fucking deal with people properly.
And the country goes to shit a little bit further. Sometimes they get their comeuppance, right? Because sometimes some of these kids, they don't rise as fast as you think they might, specifically because they lack the fucking social know-how, because they're just unused to dealing with different people, right?
Yeah.
All different mix of people. And they haven't got a fucking clue about how to wipe their ass because there's been someone doing it for them their yeah. whole lives, right?
Yeah.
I remember these kids at university who came from these sorts of lives, and they were fucking, they lost their shit because they just couldn't fucking function. Mm-hmm. They didn't know how to cook. They didn't know how to make a cup of tea. They didn't know how to get from A to B without someone helping them. And they just fucking collapsed. And then you see it in work situations as well. And, you know, fucking hell, I've got mates my age, contemporaries, who I met at university, who went to private school, and now like all over the fucking shop because they never fucking got by. And you're right, people think they're cunts as well because yeah. they can't fucking, you know, I should add, there's lots of fucking perfectly nice, sane and adept people who are privately educated as well. This isn't a blind prejudice. For me, it's not a blind prejudice. I suspect for Andy it is. But for me, I'm not any of them. It just wind me up, mate, because I'm getting a letter. Right, and these people at the private school, they're not subject to those rules, by the way.
No.
Their kids can have as many days off as they want. The head of their academy is like, fucking send them in or don't, mate. It's all fucking profit for me, as long as your subs keep getting paid. Exactly. Yeah. It's better for them if the kids don't turn up, because it's more profit, isn't it?
If you don't send them in, then it's less wear and tear on the books or the rulers. And yeah. I haven't got to
less
buy new stuff.
Less fucking money to the teachers, everything. Right, don't send them in. Suits me, fine. Pay your fucking money and keep the little cunts at home. And everyone's happy.
If you're out of work and they're sick, just pay for one of them taxis to get and just drive them around in a taxi for the day.
Drive them around, take them, see the fucking sights. There's Tower of London. Right, there's the fucking London Eye. Keep going round in circles till it's home time. Stick them in the back with a fucking iPad.
No, I haven't got a blind prejudice. I just think anyone who's privately educated needs to come out of it and then go on and do things that are fucking extraordinary, because that amount of money's been invested in making them into supposedly extraordinary people.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Because they've had money spent on them from wealth background, that does not mean that they are not subject to the same emotional and mental slings and arrows as any of the rest of us.
Yeah,
it's all relative. They're going to have their problems. Money can't stop you being human. Yeah, they're going to have their problems like anyone else.
I don't know if they do, because I assume that they've just been brought up emotionless by the kind of people that would send them. I mean, I'm tying in boarding school into this as well, which I think is one of the most evil things anybody could possibly do.
Yeah.
Send the kids to boarding school at like age four.
I know a bloke, right? I know a bloke. And he... I know of, like, there's two really famous private schools near where I live, right? One is St. Paul's, which is where George Osborne went, right?
Right.
I don't know how much it costs, like, probably whatever. I don't know how much these places cost, like 20, 30 grand a year, whatever. And George Osborne, it was always referred to in Cameron's cabinet as Oik, because he went to this school and not to, like, one of the big famous Eton or something, right?
Yeah.
But this school, St. Paul's, is, like, a fucking really famous school, like, loads of captains of industry. It's like, but in that circle, he was considered the common one because he went there. And because he was a day boy, which meant that he didn't
sleep over.
But I know a bloke, right? I won't name him. He's an all right bloke. Again, I knew him at university, right? And he lived in the area that I now live in, but he grew up around here, right? Mm. And he, and St. Paul's was his local school. But get this, right? St. Paul's does have dormitories. So they have kids who come in and go out every day. just as normal pupils, mm-hmm. right?
Dear boys.
And I see them, the day boys.
Who's
right?
the day boy?
I see them, and even though they're just adolescent boys, right, who yeah. are very often completely polite. I mean, because I see them, they'll be on the bus or whatever. They'll be perfectly courteous, right?
Yeah.
Most of them. And they're no problem at all, whatever. They're all a bunch of Frank Lampards. They're not going to give me any shit, right? But I am such a fucking man-child that in my head, I still sneer and sort of mutter things about them under my breath. Even if I'm with my own kids, I'll be like, look at these fucking
children.
Dickheads.
They're children.
They're actually... I genuinely say this. Some of those kids, over the years, they've been particularly polite.
Yeah.
Like, for instance... When my daughter was in like year whatever, two or three
yeah.
at her primary school, St. Paul's made they've got their own on site massive Olympic standard swimming pool. And obviously, my kid's school is like on a council estate, basically, yeah. right? But they very kindly came. They said, we would like to make our swimming pool available to your disgusting children as long as they wash thoroughly. Yeah. As long as you de-louse them.
Please bring your own bleach as well for afterwards.
Yeah. But anyway, it was nice of them, I suppose. But their attitude is, look, we've got a load of fucking resources on yeah. this school, right? And there's other schools around here that have fuck all resources. So yeah. what we're going to do is say, come and use our fucking resources. We got that many. We can't fucking, we don't know what to do with them. We got swimming pools here. No one's ever fucking used.
We've got resources like coming that. Out of our fucking arseholes over here.
Okay, now, if we don't use them, they'll get taken away. Right, so they came and said that. And it's like, nice, right? So they had this sort of, for like 6 months, they had a weekly swimming lesson at the school.
Yeah.
And it's walking distance. But one week, I was late taking my daughter in. And someone said, they've already gone to St. Paul's for their swimming lesson. Right. You'll have to take her there yourself. Take her there yourself, dickhead, you're late. So I went, all right, fine, come on. So I'd never been in it before. So we walked around the corner to this school and walked through these fucking huge, fancy, ornate gates, you know. It's yeah. like you're going into Elton John's house or something. And you walk down the drive and there's literally manicured gardens and all the rest of it. And I am being just a twat in my head. So, fucking look at these cunts, little fucking shithead cunts,
your
fucking Frank Lampard cunts. Can't wait to do a fucking shit on the headmaster's desk, right? But I'm being all like that in my head. My daughter's too young. Now I pass on all my prejudices to my kids because yeah. they're old enough.
Yeah.
But back then I was managing to keep a lid on it. And I see one of these cunts coming the other way, one of these Frank Lampards with his blazer and his fucking neat hairstyle and all of that.
And shiny thinking, shoes.
And what you want to think is he's going to be a really smug, entitled little shit,
yeah.
right?
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
And in fact, what happened was he broke off from his conversation with his friend and said, excuse me, are you a bit lost? I noticed that you look a bit do you know where you're going? And I said, well, we're actually here.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're fine, you little twat. Right, I was a bit like that. No, don't worry, mate. I know where I'm fucking going. Do you know where you're going?
I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah. You can't fucking talk down to me, you know. I went to university.
In Brighton.
I'm a fucking journalist and everything.
Right. And he said, do you know where you're going? And I said, well, she's here for a swimming lesson, innit? And he went, oh, the swimming bath's just like that. In fact, it's fine, I'll take you. And I said,
well, no, it's all right, I'll pull me up.
He went, no, it's fine, I will take you. And he's like, this kid's like 13. And he walks us all the way there, goes really out of his way. Yeah. And on the way, just makes really easy chat. Like, so, and you go to Lowther? Yes, I think I know that school. Yes, that's great. And do you live locally? Oh, fine,
it's,
like that.
It's,
and
I'm it's like, super that they have cunt. Schools like that. You people.
The fucking cunt. He's really confident and polite. He's just a really nice, intelligent kid. Fucking bastard. He looks me in the eye and everything. So that was a bit, that sort of contradicts almost everything else yeah. I've said.
I think, to be fair, if that's an overriding thing with everything we do and see on this podcast, we're generally wrong.
Yeah.
We're generally
just
wrong.
Know that when we make when we say these things, they're based entirely on uninformed
fear,
prejudice,
ignorance,
bitterness,
yeah,
bitterness too,
yeah,
insecurity, huge amount of insecurity
yeah,
informs
so,
most
yeah.
of my opinions.
Yeah. But never mind, that's why we're here. kind of.
I can't remember where I got onto it. I regret the whole thing. But anyway, well done, everyone.
It was about the swimming festival, wasn't it?
Jalapeño.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
I went to a legitimate celebrity party that was covered in the newspapers on Tuesday night. It was Eamon Holmes' surprise 6th birthday.
His birthday was the surprise, or the party was? Sorry, that was the cheap
When laugh. I first got there, Andy, this is to indicate to you how star-studded it was.
Yep.
When I first arrived, before I'd even so much as got my coat off, I spent the first 20 minutes of the party having a really solid, sustained conversation with Anthea Turner.
Whoa! Wow.
Me and her, one-on-one, me telling her telling me about her new relationship. I'd never met her before.
What, was that in case she thought you were going to try and pull her? She just started talking about a new fella.
Hey.
I think that's what it was.
Hey, listen, Joy Boy. Right, I can see your sort. Well,
Your age. Looking at you, you're what, early 40s? Yeah, you'll have been fucking knocking one out of me 30 years ago.
When I was doing Blue Peter, Top of the Pops, all that.
It's not an offer.
Let's just fucking draw a line right now before you waste anyone's time. No way.
I've got a fella.
I'm in a relationship. If you you're unlucky. Caught me a couple of weeks ago, I might have considered it. Now, no way. I'm in a relationship. And this time, I'm going to make it work.
I might have considered it, but just short term. And maybe it's a bit of a novelty. But no chance now.
No chance, sunshine. But since you're here, grab us a drink and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this new fella I'm seeing.
He's a fucking diamond.
Honestly, I've never met her before. She just started telling me all about it. It was amazing.
Was she confident? Did she look you in the eye?
Super confident.
She's private school.
Maybe, I don't know.
But she's not.
I wouldn't be surprised. But she was absolutely great. And then I had all these other great conversations. One bloke, the famous celebrity PR, Gary Farrow, Elton John's former PR.
Yeah.
Elton John's right-hand man for like about 30, 40 years.
Right.
Fell out a few years ago. So obviously I'm straight into like, what do you think of the book? Tell me about the book. But he was like, he wasn't keen on it. He wasn't keen on me describing it as the best book ever written.
Oh, so there's a bit of atmosphere.
Because there's a lot of kind of mutual resentment between them two. So I thought, well, that's their business.
Yeah.
But I tapped him up for a few little inside stories. Can't say them on air. We'll tell you off air.
Good.
But he did tell me a story that I can tell because apparently it was covered in the press in Times, so it's in the public domain. He told me that in the early 80s, he started seeing
Red Hot Content.
I've just cut out that story you were starting to tell there because we've subsequently looked online and can see no trace of it whatsoever. So never mind. It's a good story, though. I enjoyed hearing
good
it.
Good story. And it wasn't about Natalie Imbruglia
before
you asked.
No, I was going to say, we'll file it away with the Natalie Imbruglia story as ones that we're never allowed to talk about publicly. That's a shame, but never mind. I'm looking at a story about Anthea Turner being engaged to Mark Armstrong after just 5 months. He's a tycoon.
Is this a recent story?
This is it. He's a tycoon. He's 4 years younger than she is, but that's fine.
I know all about him. Apparently he's in the nightclub business.
His hairstyle suggests he's in the nightclub business, yeah.
And he's got a... Funnily enough, that was one of the things. She showed me a picture. Well, I didn't know what to say, did I?
Oh, he's handsome.
Do you want to see a picture? I mean, I'm not going to say, nah.
Not really.
No, I'm not bothered, to be honest. I'm still reeling from the fact that me and you's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm continuing the conversation, even though I can't wait to end it and walk away.
I want to fucking get away ASAP. See who else is here.
See if Natalie Bruglia has turned up.
See if fucking Sarah Green's knocking about, right?
Legitimate
I've struck
widow.
You off my list. Go on then, show us the fucking picture if you
get
must.
Over, get
right?
over with.
So she showed me it and I was like, I didn't know what to say. So I just went, he's got a lovely head of hair on him. That's what I said. I didn't know what else to say to Anthea Turner about her new boyfriend.
He's got a lovely head of hair on him. Yeah, and he does, looking at him, he absolutely does, yeah.
Yeah, so it didn't sound like a piss take.
No. Beautiful stuff. What else happened at this party? Anything else you can talk about?
My life's so dull
compared to yours.
The other people that I spent time talking to were Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah.
Charlotte Hawkins off of Good Morning Britain.
Ooh, yeah.
Syrah Khan off of Loose Women.
Yeah.
Was those
it just
were
birds
my
that
main.
Was there then?
I just only talked to birds. Yeah. I only talked to celebrity women off the telly, some of whom I did already know, and some of whom I just sort of, in the case of Anthea Turner, didn't know, but found myself in conversation with and just sort of thought, just fucking go with it, son. See where it leads. You're a journalist. Your life's about experiences.
You're a
fucking
journalist.
Fucking ride the wave.
Start fucking probing. See what happens.
Never forget your catchphrase, son. Tell me it. Right.
A,
now, fucking get round
Delaney.
Telling people to tell you it.
ABP, always be probing.
See where it takes you. Don't think, just talk. Yeah.
Don't think.
Just switch your fucking brain off like Luke does when he's in that X-Wing.
Yeah.
Fucking use the Force, Luke.
Jedi journalism.
Yeah, Jedi journalism.
Probe.
There's that Syrah Khan. Just go over, say hello, see what happens. Get yourself probing.
Don't tell her you're a journalist, though, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
It's a showbiz party. Everyone's got their guard down. This could be very fucking fruitful.
Well, I tell you one thing about the showbiz party that is fruitful is that... I'm obviously, I'm pretty much the only sober cunt there. Apart from Amy Holmes, who doesn't drink either.
Right.
But the most cunts, most of them were fully fucking, they were well oiled, most of them. And I was just obviously sipping me water.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them clocked that either. That's the other thing. They don't know that you're not pissed.
Right. Didn't think it was gin.
I don't know. I don't know what they thought. They just don't fucking think about it, do they?
Think about themselves, don't they? Fucking
they think that's all they
cunts.
Fucking think about these people. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then on the way home from that, right, when I was on the tube on the way home, I logged onto Twitter and had to fucking contact you because as if I hadn't had enough fucking interactions with celebrity ladies in real life, Carol Decker was on my case on Twitter, her off of Tapal. She hadn't been at the party, but I think she'd been at something because she started she was fucking commenting on all the tweets and stuff. She'd heard me on the radio earlier that day talking about alcohol.
Yeah.
So she'd got involved in that. And then she'd obviously had a little look at my profile and seen my Noel Gallagher interview. And she tweeted me and Noel Gallagher saying, nice to see Noel Gallagher bigging up the 80s because he was saying how he was into 80s pop.
Yeah.
Considering how much he did to ruin my career. She didn't qualify that, but I felt as if she was implicating me in some way, Andy, which is why I felt I had to contact you immediately to get your read on the situation.
You were the, you know, it's a case of shooting the messenger, isn't it, really? You
don't blame me, love.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I've been down this road before. No, I just fucking wrote down what that cunt said. I love to, pal. China in your hands. Fucking great track. Better than fucking Wonderwall any day of the week.
TTFN.
Decker was a bit busy, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, you know, redhead, fiery, and all of that.
Like Vic Guthrie.
All them cliches. Yeah. Listen, we're going to do some predictions because we're about done for this one. Let's have a look. We've had the Premier League midweek Amazon Carnival, which we've all enjoyed. We managed to get, you got 4 points out of that. I got 3 points out of that and results, but
not
got 3 points. So, you know, standard middling kind of predicting, but,
Am I back on top now?
You're top. Yeah. You're on 81. I'm on 76. result spots on 65.
Oh, you had a brief spell at the top last week, didn't last though.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll come again, don't worry.
Yeah.
Let's predict for this weekend, then shall we? We'll start off. Would you like to go first or second?
I will go second today, please.
It's Watford versus Crystal Palace, first of all. I think this will be a 2-1 win at Crystal Palace. We're flying high at the moment, the Eagles.
Say it again. Say the fixture again.
What, I say need the to fixture. Think. Tell me it. Watford versus it. Crystal Palace.
Oh, yeah, 0-2.
0-2.
Palace will win that 2-0.
You narrowed your eyes there as if you were reaching for some
I'm trying to apply a deeper... This week, just for 1 week, I'm mixing things up and I'm going deep. I'm deep predicting.
Deep predicting, all right. Okay, well, you can go next with this one. It's your very own West Ham versus Arsenal. This could be a batshit match, this.
This will be dog shit, and I think that it will be... Well, I've got to say 1-0 to West Ham.
Of course you have. Are you going along to that one?
I don't know yet. I don't know, in all honesty. There's a bit of data I'm waiting on about my Monday evening.
Okay.
And I usually, you know, as you know, try to go to every home game. But there's some other things that I might have to do. And to be honest, you know what it gets like? We were so poor against Wolves. I'm like, anyway, we'll see.
So I think 1-1 for that one. Then we go to League One, and it's Gillingham versus Sunderland. If you'd like to go first with that one. Oh, no, it's me to go first, isn't it? Sorry. Again, I've got to go with a win, haven't I? It's going to be... 1-0 to Sunderland.
I'm going to say 3-1 to Sunderland.
Jesus. Insane. Okay. On to Resultsbot's team of choice, which is Millwall. And they are at home on Friday evening, which is against Nottingham Forest on the telly. So what do you reckon?
2-1.
To Millwall?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-0 Forest. Tottenham versus Burnley. I don't know about this one. This is a tough one. Did you hear Mourinho talking about the Manchester United defeat? He praised Manchester United for basically lots of things that he would have instilled in them. He said that they learned how... They're very good at defending deep. He said they're very good at being mentally in control of their environment with it being a home game. And it was basically just saying, I made them win this.
I won.
Yeah, I won.
Congratulations, me. Yeah. I won the game.
Yeah, it was great. Spurs Burnley, I'm going to go for... he'll get them back on track here, I think, 2-1.
Yeah, I think it'll be 2-0 Tottenham.
2-0 Tottenham. And finally, Brighton... And Wolves, Brighton, of course, with Graham Potter and his new 17-year contract, I think, that he's got.
We like what you've done so far. We like the way you've got us just above the relegation zone within your first few months in charge. And so we think that we should commit to a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Meaning that in the unlikely event of us ever going off you or things going bad, which we just don't think is ever going to happen... We will have to pay you up in its entirety, millions and millions and millions of pounds. But that, even though you haven't asked for this contract either, we want to give it to you because we just want to say thank you. Thank you for getting us to 16th in the table.
Love what you've done so much. Yesterday's Melchester episode, we were talking about Fleabag football and managers that have got a plan and all that kind of thing. And they're looking for a project to get into. Graham Potter is the Fleabag of football, isn't he?
Fucking hell. Like, any time anyone says any of that shit about the project, the philosophy, the long-term strategy, the vision, just tweet them a picture of Claudio Ranieri smiling and eating a big plate of spaghetti in some sort of contrived publicity shop. Right, so, because he forevermore, Claudio Ranieri, has made cunts out of anyone who makes out that football is complicated.
So Brighton versus Wolves, it's you to go first this time.
Brighton versus Wolves, I predict 1-0
to Wolves. 1-0
to Wolves. And 1-0 away win.
That's the bubble burst there for Graham Potter. I think this will finish 2-2.
Have you seen Wolves? Well, I watched it last night. West Ham were poor.
Of course I didn't
and
watch
Wolves,
it.
And Wolves are very decent. Wolves are now fifth.
Yeah, they are.
So they people thought badly, they had a good season last season. They thought they'd gone downhill. But really, it was just that they were fucking adjusting to being in the Europa League.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I think they've been knocked out of the Europa League. I don't know. Mm. Who knows? But I think they have. And so he's that fucking manager, who's obviously a good bloke.
Yeah.
Right? He's got them back on track. And they're fifth. But this fucking lad who they bought from Borough a couple of years ago, Adama Traore, have you seen him?
Fast boy, yeah.
He's so fast, but also he just doesn't look like a footballer. He is like the most muscly footballer of all time.
Yeah.
He's like a squat little bloke with just muscles fucking bulging out of everywhere. He just doesn't look that he could possibly play football. He's like lightning.
Has he got any end product yet, or does he just still run very fast?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is that he was a bit of a Tony Daly / France Carr type character who just ran in a straight line and carried on straight off the pitch and into the stands. But now he's obviously been...
he's learned it across.
They've trained him how to actually pass properly and cross it properly. And
that's
so,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, he absolutely fucking rinsed us dry last night. It was impossible to handle. I think that against any team, any fullback in the country, he's gonna cause problems. He's gonna ask questions that are difficult to answer.
Good. So he'll get a better job somewhere else soon, than you reckon?
Maybe. Wolves, I don't know. Wolves, I mean, man. He might not have the. He's not. You know. He's not like yet the sort of player who's gonna be at City, but at that level, you know, the just outside the top two or three clubs, he's gonna be fucking dangerous. I mean, yeah. He might move to like a Tottenham or an Arsenal, I suppose.
Right, okay, that's it from this then, because we've run out of time and I need to go away and edit that bit that we're not allowed to use before I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back after the weekend, so just enjoy your weekend. That's all we can ask for.
That's it. Just rest.
Just rest.
Just fucking rest.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.